Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I am Paul Stevenson. Now today is June the 21st and we wish a happy birthday to an absolute legend, frontman of one of my favourite groups of the 60s. Turning 78 years old today is Ray Davies of the Kinks, legend. And also celebrating today is drummer and the man credited with coming up with the name Aerosmith, a band he's been in forever basically, Joey Kramer. Joey is 72 years old today. But for today's story, we look back on an iconic festival held at a prehistoric monument for the first time on this day in 1972. Yes, on this day in 1972, the first Stonehenge Free Festival was held at the aforementioned Stonehenge for the summer solstice. It ran for the next dozen years or so, with acts like Wishbone Ash, Dexys Midnight Runners, The Damned, Jimmy Page, and Hawkwind appearing at the legendary site. Now, I was fortunate enough to interview Hawkwind's legendary leader Dave Brock last year. He's still recording and performing today at the grand young age of 80, which is fantastic. Anyway, I asked him about his experiences playing the Stonehenge Festival. The Hawkwind were famed for the concerts they did at Stonehenge. It's almost like you became synonymous with the mythology of playing there for a while. What was it like playing those gigs?
Well, it was difficult sometimes because of the weather, you know. It wasn't always sunny. It was quite damp and playing late at night and... And of course, you know, we'd hire a generator and the generator would conk out for lack of diesel. And yeah, it was quite challenging, I would say.
Was there not a famous story about Ken Barlow being there once?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was one of the druids because, I mean, we were playing at, I think, about 5 o'clock in the morning, actually. And we could see the druids, actually, because we were playing in next to where Stonehenge is. There's a huge, great... really big field and everybody was parked up there as a stage and we could actually see from the stage the druids coming into the stones with their possession, procession. And we were going, doing a meditational drone, Ken Barlow, Ken Barlow, with the om, 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 Ken.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff.
I'm sure they could hear it as they were. In fact, I do believe, yeah, is that it's actually, there is a video out with all that on it, I think. Yeah.
Really?
1984.
Wow, incredible.
Cherry Red have actually, I think, bought the rights to it now. So I do believe they're actually going to, I think Sky Arts have actually got a deal with Cherry Red and they're going to put it on Sky Arts eventually. So it's the whole of what happened in 1984, which was the big year at Stonehenge. 1984, there you go. What about that?
The wonderful Dave Brock there. He's a man with a million stories, and you can hear about those crazy days of the 70s, Lemmy Kilmister, Silver Machine, and much more in the full interview I did with him on episode 47 of Vintage Rock Pod. Do check that out. Well, that's it for June 21st then. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about a legendary guitarist. So until then, take care.